Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Beef, Wine, and Shenanigans, episode 43, Mom, WTF. Why have I named this particular episode that?
Okay. Oh my god.
That's my superpower, kids.
That is how to name fucking episodes
of this show. So, here we are. Mom, WTF.
Yes.
For those of you that weren't sitting here listening to us on Facebook, that's all three of you. God love you.
Thank you.
Anyway, and by the way, Robin, come on, don't be so hard on Taryn. Seriously.
In the house.
Robin, WTF.
Mark.
Anyway. So. We, in the break, got to talking about Stranger Things, Winona Ryder, and how, as a mom, Kirk was kind of like, I got to put that in the fridge or something. Okay, okay, oh gangsta, God. What are you getting ready to do?
Not driving home.
Clearly.
Clearly not
unless
driving
it's in an ambulance.
I'm like, woo! Give me a blanket, I'll sleep on the curb.
you gonna take a jello shot right
there? I'm a grown-ass man.
All right, do it. Do it.
So.
Yeah. Mm. Hit that jello shot.
Be vodka.
That was so Ragnarok.
Oh, Raven, yes. You're so Ragnarok.
I can't.
So, I want to ride a flying horse now. That's that.
All right.
This should be Morty. This should be on Rick and Morty. Yes.
So, just recapping for the people who weren't with us on Facebook just now. So, you were touching on how Winona Ryder,
right? And yeah,
a clingy mom.
She's a clingy mom, and I'm checking myself on this because, I remember the first season.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that bitch was crazy, right? And as it progressed, you know,
Winona Ryder is crazy.
Right,
I mean,
but this crazy. All right, there's Mindhunter crazy, and then there's Frank Castle crazy. This
all right, okay, that's very fair.
So there's justifiability to her craziness.
Mm-hmm,
yes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
She has, and it became more just, you know, it became more understandable for me, her craziness in season one.
Okay.
The franticness of season two, there's a point where she was just like totally frantic, and oh my god, there's and your boy's back, right? He's not feeling well. You didn't see him upchuck no slug, so you shouldn't be freaking out yet.
Okay.
He ain't missing. He's just having these moments where he's someplace and...
Right, he's not all there.
He's not all there.
So you're thinking... So you,
and I'm like...
Your thought is, it is because of season one, by season two, she should just be like Carl Kolchak, the Night Stalker, and just
right.
be like, pow, 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 pow.
Yo, dude.
And I'm good.
I'm telling you, there should be a moment. Season one, she was General Ross.
Right.
Chasing after the Hulk and saying, y'all niggas is off the chain. Y'all need to get some, y'all need to, right? Sign your name on this because y'all need to get reined in.
Thankfully,
by season two.
Thankfully, General Ross never actually said that.
That
would bring us to a whole other.
You know he's right there, though, right? Because he had no
black. Oh, no, he's definitely a Republican.
Okay.
He's definitely a Republican. I'm not saying that.
But by season two.
I mean, he didn't like green motherfuckers.
Right.
So, I already know where he stands with black folks.
Right. He had, I think the only one black folk he had in his squad was like, just, he was like, I think he was not even like flying the helicopter.
Yeah.
He was just like, do you want this, do you want to step for the helicopter?
He was like the janitor in the bathroom, Prince Akeem.
Right.
You think of garbage?
Flying Mr. Ross.
By season two of Strange Things, Winona Ryder's character should have been more like Nick Fury. Where she can put together the resources to help her son, right? And she was like that. And when you start getting to episode 5, I think it was, and episode 6, when she started making the, you know, seeing him draw it, when she was like, she told him, if you can't express what's going on, what you're feeling, draw it.
See.
And when she did that, that was like, you should have been like that from jump.
See, that's the thing, though. But one of the beautiful things about Stranger Things for me, at least, has been that for season two, it's been like each one of the there were like four different teams. Like I saw it a while ago, so I can't remember who was part of what team. But there were like four different teams, like going after different aspects of the plot that was happening.
Okay.
And it wasn't until like I think like season episode 10 or so that everybody, all the families, got together in the kitchen and they started talking about what they discovered. And in that moment, it was the sheriff and the mom that were both like, okay. So based on all the things that you've now told us, all the intel, we've discovered what the plan is.
Right.
And they came up with the plan, but it was because they didn't have all the intel. But I love the fact that it took all the different teams going at all the different places to figure out the full story, come together, and then suddenly it was Winona Ryder's character, who, like Ross, took all the information and was like, okay, bam, 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 bam. These are the things that we gotta do.
Right.
And her and the sheriff then took care of the shit that they had to take care of. So I get what you're saying, that she was frantic, but like, she's a single mom. This is something that she's thrown into.
And that's,
you know?
Right. And that's
so
yeah,
she's learning.
And her. Ross and Nick Fury have training.
Yeah. So
They've been to Quantico.
Those are loose examples.
Give her season three.
Because,
you know, season three, we're gonna see the Ross come out.
You know what I mean?
She's gonna I'm good with this shit.
But I don't want the Ross. The Nick Fury's the captain had an idea to the plan, and he's like, I have contingencies.
Right.
Ross was just like, here's this piece of paper, sign it, because you are off
the
chain.
So wait, on the flip end, what are you expecting? You think Winona season three is going to be like,
No. I'm looking at her like Sarah Connor. She's going to be Sarah Connor in season three. Not like woke up season three.
No, with
the plan. I'm not scared of shit. I have a plan.
Yes.
Okay.
She has resources. She knows she has resources.
She knows what she can do.
I got Hopper.
That would be dope.
She's Sarah Connor.
That would be dope. I wouldn't be mad at that.
I got Steve with his spike bat. That's my muscle. I got Bob. He's intel. He can figure shit out. Hopper. He's investigation. That's how, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know who your
you got your team.
You know where the strengths lie.
You got your team.
Then that's for you. But like I said, I just got to check my own shit with my own personal stuff with my own mom.
Yeah.
And that's what really that's coming down to.
But props to Winona Ryder's character, because honestly, I love a show that a kid can come to their mom and say, this weird shit just went down. And instead of a parent just being like, shut up, they're actually like, tell me about it. Even if you don't believe that your kid saw vampires, saw ghosts, or whatever, you're hearing that your kid went through something and you're trying
that.
To make sense of it.
And
so
I appreciate that
character. Yes. I appreciate a mom who's actually listening to the kid, even if they don't believe the bullshit they're talking about.
And
you know
what
I mean?
I don't want to at least give a cheers to Sean Astin's character.
Gangster. Absolutely.
As my lady and my Ishe said, that dude was ride and die.
Yep.
He
was.
He was.
I got your back. Holy shit, this tunnel underneath our town and with creepy slugs and stuff.
Let's go.
I got your back, baby.
You know what? I can map it out.
Right. Oh,
your
boy's screaming because you're burning a branch. I'm still with you, baby. Right.
In fact, I'm going to take him on a drive and I'm going to teach him a life lesson.
And I explained, and I was like, tell him, and this is why women should check out nerds all the time. Because as he explained it in one of the episodes.
Oh, please. Women should check out nerds, period.
Right.
That's a whole.
That's
Beef, Wine, and Shenanigans, the miniseries.
That's a theme.
Even an episode.
But this was so endearing. I really felt with this when he gave the story on the bench about, you know, I was young. And when I was young, I was teased. I was picked on. I was the outcast. And now look at me. I'm dating so-and-so.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I was like, dude, that was some Shakespearean shit.
Props to you, dude.
I'm dating.
He was actually a good father figure.
Yeah. He was a great, I really enjoyed his character.
Yeah, I did too.
I'm dating the hottest girl in school.
Mm-hmm.
That was awesome. Hey. That was awesome.
And you know what?
That was awesome.
Subtract the supernatural, ends up dying way soon type thing. That cat becomes the ultimate stepfather.
Really? He does.
He does.
He becomes the stepfather that every motherfucker wants.
Yep.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And every,
100%.
And every man.
Even if your dad is alive. That's the stepfather you want.
Yeah. And every dude should look to emulate.
Yep.
Yes.
That was it.
No now, doubt.
I got to say about the Eleven's Pat Benatar moment.
Oh shit!
She was in the. She traveled to the urban jungle.
Yes. That one episode.
We are young. Heart to heart, we stand.
No promises, no limits. She got the cut. She got the blush.
They really went there. The only thing that was missing was heroin.
Right. And MTV.
Right. Because they couldn't get the rights. Probably.
Dude.
No, what's the name watching MTV, wasn't he?
Who?
The budget version of Rob Lowe.
Oh shit!
Oh, that dude.
Yep.
No, how you gonna smoke while you look at this?
That's Rob Lowe with cable.
Yes.
I'm Rob Lowe.
And
I peaked in high school.
That should be a brand new choke right there. You know he's an asshole when he's lifting weights and smoking at the same time.
I can't stop saying bro.
Bro-heem.
Oh my god. What a douche.
You know that dude's afraid to go to a Comic-Con and do a signing. Because everybody's probably like...
No, he's not.
Hey. So many jokes.
No, he's not.
Why are you throwing things?
No, he's not.
No, he's mad. He's scared to go to a...
He's scared to go to his high school reunion. He's not scared to go to Comic-Con.
He's scared to go to a Run-DMC concert.
Oh, yes.
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 Yeah, he's scared to go to a Run-DMC concert.
Yes.
Because he won't get lit up.
But are they even talking to each other?
Who?
Run and DMC. Are they talking to each other?
Yeah, I thought that they were.
Did they make up?
I haven't heard they made up.
Oh, okay, that's what I thought.
I haven't been up on it. So
I haven't heard anything about them breaking up.
Right.
I know they're breaking up.
Suddenly we're talking hip-hop.
Well, thanks to the low-budget Rob Lowe.
So many tangents.
Thanks to Rob Lowe being bad to Lucas.
And I really did enjoy that whole Steve moment in the junkyard.
Yes.
That was his Thor moment.
Actually,
that was a Thor moment.
I would love to know. I would love to know how much of the fight sequence was improvised, because some of the stuff the kids were saying when Steve was fighting him,
yes,
and that's he started improvising,
and that's how to improvise when he hit him with the plate, and they're like, and then when they had him in the car, he was like, hey. It's all right, Steve. You got your ass kicked, but you put up a good fight. He's like, did I win? No, you got your ass kicked.
Not even close.
So apparently somebody watched Friday. You got knocked the fuck out.
You should have used your bat, dude. You should have used your spike bat. Get a Mad Max, because then maybe you would have had a chance.
Yeah.
Jesus.
But
Stranger Things is turning out nice. That's a good. I'm not mad. It's making me question my own shit, and I'm enjoying it.
Wait, what shit are you questioning?
His mom shit.
My mom shit.
Yeah, mom.
He's got mom shit.
We just had a whole thing.
Okay,
were you not here?
But
were you not here? Were you surfing?
Folks didn't hear all. Well,
that they did.
There.
I was telling them. It was 13 minutes ago. It was literally my mom shit we were talking about with that.
Robin said it's Chad Lowe.
You're right. It is Chad Lowe. And he had his own TV series for a hot minute.
I'm done.
You're right. Thank you, Robin.
Thanks, Robin.
It was, yes.
I see why you married her. She's cool.
Oh,
right?
My God.
Thank you. She is cool. So Robin, were you yelling at the screen also Carl Urban when they were trying to figure out who it was?
She didn't know his name. Watch him come out saying, "I totally knew his name." You did not know his name.
But yeah,
I knew him from Xena. Okay, you did not know his name.
Oh,
I don't remember his name. Yeah, he was Cupid / Julius Caesar.
Yes, he was.
He's from Xena.
I remember him, Julius Caesar.
There's a whole lot of people.
Yeah,
from Xena.
Probably.
I'll never forget.
But he was the hottest one, so I remember him.
I'm sorry, I can never forgive Carl Urban for Pathfinder.
Let it go.
We have to let it go.
No, we don't.
Let it go. We're all entitled. They're all entitled to one.
You always get one. Everybody's got one.
Everybody's got one.
Really?
Robin Williams had Hook.
Really?
Ben Affleck got Daredevil.
He did.
I'm sorry. Hold on. Cuban Gooding Jr. got a few, and you can't hear from him.
He had Slug Dogs.
and you hear from them more.
Because he kept on doing that shit.
Not true.
What's her name?
He was in the O.J. Simpson remake. The
Yes.
True crime
the true
thing.
Crime
that happened,
thing.
Like,
yeah.
On TV. The People versus OJ.
Yes. Yes.
Which was great.
Not movies anymore.
By the way, was
no,
great.
No, TV is the new movies now. You see a lot of movie actors going.
Exactly.
Did you just say? I'm just saying. You see a lot of movie stars going on TV.
All right, real quick, let's cover that real quick. The People versus O.J. Simpson, great. Except
I didn't see that
for Cuba Gooding Jr.
I was great
because
that was so unrealistic.
Cuba Gooding Jr. is
the worst O.J. ever.
No, it's not even that. His acting was bad. He's just physically miscast.
Yes. You want to see a dude who looks like he's going to be a fucking football player, and you got this short dude.
It makes no sense.
It makes no sense.
That
it
you shoot
really
the
weird
scene,
yeah,
and Robert Shapiro is bigger
than him.
Than O.J. Simpson.
The statue that they have of O.J. Simpson is bigger than
him. Oh, shit.
Exactly. That's the problem with that. Outside
he's a small
of that,
motherfucker.
Outside of that,
I would just say, what's his
it's
name?
It's Sarah Parker. Paulson?
Yes. She was so
fucking
good.
Killed.
She was so
Sarah
good.
Sarah Paulson.
So good.
Killed.
She played, what's her name?
Marsha.
Marsha Clark.
Marsha
yes
Clark.
She was amazing as Marsha.
I'm sorry, but what's the name?
The main chick from American Horror Story.
Too fucking frightening this. That he looks so much like Johnny Cochran. It was
yes.
No,
I can't remember his name.
Who's married to
Angela Bassett.
Angela Bassett.
Oh, Courtney Vance. Courtney
Vance. Looks so
good. He looks so much
he
like Johnny.
So
really
well. Oh,
I would have loved this. If Johnny was still alive today, I really would have wanted to know what he thought.
Yeah.
Mm. Because that man looked just like him. I'm like,
well, if the role of role fits,
you must have quit.
Well, you must have quit.
You must watch that shit.
You must admit. No, you must watch that shit.
That's one of them lines.
Just
a second. You sat up for the whole miniseries just waiting for that one line.
Yep.
Really?
It's like when I was in college. My roommate and I stayed up and watched the entire Gone with the Wind.
Right.
All because we wanted to hear that one line. Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Really?
I didn't know what the last line of the damn song was.
Back then, huh?
3.5 hours later, I'm like, well, shit, when's he going to say this damn line? It's the most iconic line in the movie.
It's like 3/4 into the movie.
And of course, that was college, so we had TBS, so we had commercials. So 3 hours,
like
movie,
five and a half hours
later, frankly, my dear Scarlett, I don't give a damn. Now he says it.
These niggas are missing class.
I know, right? Exactly.
Come to class, look all high and like,
people are looking
all right. Why?
Are they okay?
We're watching Gone with the Wind on TBS.
No, because wait, horror movies that you just want to watch for the quote.
TBS.
Hey, that's a great movie.
No,
only because I was named after it.
TBS.
Wait,
TBS
really?
Did
Tara,
it.
The name of the plantation.
Shit.
I was named after.
You were named after the plantation.
No shit, my parents named me after the plantation that got in the wind. That's where Tara came from.
Boom.
And then I changed Tara.
Sorry, sorry, this will be.
No, it's all good. It's all good.
Give me that foot.
So,
want to sit up?
I'm just finishing.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Did you really just drink some of that?
So, wait.
Oh, God.
So, in college, TBS.
Yes.
Because in Atlanta, it was just a regular TV station, with a cable station. Used to do, in November and December, November was Bond month.
Yes.
Where they would show all the Bond film. And then December was Epics month.
Okay.
And there's a problem with Epics month. Because what you're talking about movies that are already at the 3-hour mark.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're slapping commercials in. So we're sitting there. Ben-Hur was 2 days. It started at 9 on Thursday and ended at 2 on Friday.
That's right.
So with an intermission. So I'm like, well, damn.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, ShamWow.
You sitting there like, Wednesday, and the chariot race is 20 minutes long by itself. So it's like, oh, Jesus Christ,
oh,
man. King of Kings. Nah, that's all right, man.
I ain't got time for it.
The Bond month was always great because you got to see, because that's when we used to have the arguments over who was the best Bond.
Mm.
Yes.
Was it Sean Connery? Was it George Lazenby? Roger Moore? I mean, I grew up in the Roger Moore era.
Mm-hmm.
But if I can get into fights with people, I still think... No, because I do. I think Daniel Craig.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Tops. Sure. Connery.
I've got go with that race.
And people are like, I can't. I'm like, I'm sorry, but
I'm torn between the two, actually.
Because Connery, if you look at him in Dr. No, that's exactly how Bond was. Mm-hmm. Just this very cold, calculated, and I think Craig took that and ran with it. And then, of course, you know, once we got into the more lighthearted 70s years,
right.
you know, then we had Roger Moore cracking jokes, mm-hmm. you know, had these like...
Yeah, no, I got to admit, I never took Roger Moore seriously.
No, I Moonraker? Who could take Moonraker seriously?
Most people don't take him seriously.
Case in point.
I did like Moonraker.
Everybody likes Moonraker. That's exactly what it was.
It was one of those... But,
yeah, no, it was one of those... It's definitely... You need to be, like, maybe a little high on either popcorn or hashish. But one of those two you have to be high on.
One of those two.
Right.
But,
because...
But in terms of a movie, mm-hmm. you never feel a sense of jeopardy.
No,
watching
never.
Moonraker.
No, you never.
So that's that's my thing.
Don't
the Daniel Craig shit, you feel there's an element of danger.
But
Sean Connery shit,
you feel
like this motherfucker may die.
I did feel a ways. I felt something for the National Guard in outer space.
Okay.
When the soldiers were out there and they...
All right.
They're shooting at each other.
All right, okay.
The dude's just floating in space now, dead. And I shit you not, there was a point where I was like this. Oh, that's sad. You know, you're like... You know, NASA's in a whole lot of outer space. And they never coming home.
Dude.
They never coming home.
Dude, I know. I have to say this. And I know. But you said that. In Octopussy.
Yes!
There's a scene with when he kills the twins, Mishka and Grishka.
Yeah.
So he kills Grishka. He kills Grishka. And Mishka is tearing. And he runs into the woods. He runs up against his door. And the last thing he said before he draws the last knife, he goes, "And this is for my brother."
Right.
And I'm like, ah.
Right, see?
It's family.
Yeah.
It's not because you're a spy. You killed my brother. I have to avenge it.
That got you.
And then, of course, James kills him. And he's like, "And that's for 009. Like, you hang out with
009.
Right. 007 and 009 go out for drinks. Okay, Val.
It's literally the real thing about all the James Bond movies, Sean Connery and Roger Moore, is that the dudes have to come in as their armor to help them. You feel bad for them because they didn't know what was happening. Dude got put on a ship. He's like, "I just wanted to go on the moon and be an astronaut, and like, you know, just walk on the moon. And now I'm fighting motherfuckers with metal teeth." And you get shot, and you in space. But I'm telling, there's a bunch of dudes just floating in space.
But James Bond.
And I'm dying yet. I ain't even dead yet. I'm just dying.
I'm dying and floating.
But even with James Bond, you had to. There was an element of belief that you had to just throw away at the door.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Of course.
Despite the fact that actual stuntmen perform some of these stunts. The one that finally did it. We went to see, like, because, you know, as growing up, you watch these movies, and you, as a child, you're like, "Oh, that's pretty cool."
Right.
As a teenager, young adult, you're like, "Ah, I don't."
Yeah.
But GoldenEye.
Yes.
So, this motherfucker.
Great Tina Turner song.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
There's a Cessna going down. There's a Cessna going down the runway. He gets on a motorcycle and starts chasing the Cessna. All right, wait. The Cessna takes off.
Yes.
And then I hear the music in my head. Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun. And he goes off the cliff on a bike. Let's go on a bike. Free falls to the side door of the plane. Opens the plane, knocks the pilot out in a full 90-degree free fall, and somehow manages to pull this thing up at the last minute before. And everyone in the theater behind me is like, "Bo, bullshit. And then my brother's like, the rate, like, he's doing actual math. The rate of fall times the amount of gravity. There's no way in the world he would have pulled. And at that point, you're like, all right, you know what? There's only so much of this I can take.
And jumping the shark.
Big ups to Carl Abbott, ladies and gentlemen. As members of Beef Line and Shenanigans, we've all come to realize you might be out of your mind.
We definitely are out of ours.
But we give you props because you're Mark's brother.
I have a fun question.
Please.
Punisher or John Wick?
Okay, for what?
For what?
Exactly. What is the reason?
Because I'm about to yell John Wick.
Yeah. Me too.
Because Bill Russo got smart, figured shit out, said, you know what? I need the best of the best. I need John Wick to get rid of my best friend.
I don't know. I think John Wick got this.
Yeah.
I think John Wick guys.
No. John, you know what the thing is? John Wick, I feel sorry for John Wick.
You cried? I feel bad.
John Wick wanted to retire.
You know,
the man was tired.
He's tired.
He's on his pension. He's trying to enjoy it.
He's like the Robert Johnson of blues singers.
He's Lily Von Stupp.
I'm tired.
Yes. He's ready to retire. He put the company as one last job.
First of all, two last jobs. They did kill his dog.
And no, it was a marker. He had to honor the marker.
John
Wick 2.
John Wick 2. John Wick 2. Which I liked.
Although I love the fact.
They're great movies.
I love the fact in John Wick 2 when he goes to meet Lawrence Fishburne. He's like, we worked together once. And I'm like, oh. I like that.
Aww.
It's just throwing that Matrix thing.
What's up, Morpheus? What's up, man?
How you doing, Morpheus?
Yeah.
Hashtag most obvious Easter egg ever.
Still made me happy.
But you were saying about the...
You threw a...
I'm just saying.
I'm going with John Wick.
I gotta go with John Wick.
I'm going with John Wick.
I don't know.
Like, Frank Castle's one thing, but I believe that Frank Castle can die. John Wick is just like, no matter what, he's a force of fucking nature.
New Marvel villain, John Wick.
Yes. John Wick is a Marvel villain.
John Wick kills Marvel Universe.
I have to reserve my opinion until there's a third John Wick movie.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, I'll go along with that too. All right.
Yes.
But right now, I'm definitely leaning.
We definitely leaning because I got to lean with you.
Because frankly, seriously, for me, I'm actually, if you had to go pound for pound, hour, minute,
yeah,
I got to go with Frank.
Really?
With Frank Castle.
Okay.
Why?
He survives 13 episodes.
We're talking about two movies that are only like maybe two, like what, 3 hours in total? Maybe 3.5 hours.
Hold on.
This is 13 episodes.
Hold on. I got one thing to say to you.
That's true.
John Wick has a tailor that makes a
bulletproof.
That's a vibranium bulletproof suit.
I'd like to know how the hell I get that. I was like,
yo,
bro,
you need a lot of motherfucking money.
You need to be part of that hotel already.
I need to have some gold.
You need to already have a room in that hotel.
Mm.
Which, by the way, that needs to be its own movie.
That's money we pay to be in the Horror Writers Association.
Listen, if any movie in our generation has romanticized being a hitman, that movie's done.
I was like,
romanticized? How about the fact that everybody that's a hitman is in New York and it's like 900,000 of them. And none of them have iPhones, but they have this like weird little click, 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 click.
Yeah. They have their own switchboard.
Yep.
The Assassin Networks have their own switchboard.
Crazy Dick Tracy shit.
Yeah, yes.
Come on.
Frank Castle would be fucked if they kept.
Frank
Castle
would have a moment.
Had John Wick's infrastructure.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Stop.
Yes.
But he don't, so this is what Frank's doing.
He got one motherfucker named Micro.
Frank's doing this. I hate Micro.
He got one motherfucker named Micro.
Yep.
And damn near almost fucked his
body. And I don't like Micro.
I'll be right back.
I don't like Micro.
Let's put it this way.
You don't like
I liked him, but he was you know, too much of a pussy.
Yeah,
with John Wick 2.
Yeah.
Despite everything that happened in that movie, the most telling moment for me was the end when they're at the fountain.
Yes.
And he tells everybody to stop, and everyone that's been at the fountain that you thought were like spectators were actually assassins.
Yeah.
And they all turn and look at John, and I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. How are you going to get... what do you give him, an hour?
Yeah, he said, I give you an hour.
Give you 1 hour.
He said, tell everybody, I'll kill them all.
And what's crazy is, like, there's a scene in John Wick 2 where they talk about the pencil.
Mm-hmm.
And then he actually beats that guy up using the pencil.
He kills three of them.
And they threw him with a pencil. I'm like, Jesus Christ, they're not.
You've seen John Wick 2, right?
I have not.
Dude,
haven't?
You know?
I have not, and
you need to see it for only one reason.
I know.
John Leguizamo.
I need to see it.
As being the only one who's actually like, I really like you, John. I don't want to do anything. I just want to fix your
cars. That makes me feel happy. Because of all people that should suck up to John, it should be the John Leguizamo character from the first movie who's like, yo, the moment I heard your name, I knew it was up.
Right, yeah.
So I'm happy to hear that he's back in the second one, and he's like, yo, We're good. Mm-hmm. I've always liked you.
Yes.
So that's cool. But no, I haven't seen it yet.
Oh,
but I need to see it. It's one of the movies I wanted to see. Yeah, I just didn't get a chance.
Great ride, man.
Oh, no, I love John Wick. I wanted to see it. I just didn't get a chance to.
Right.
But yeah.
It's kind of like being watched right after like watching a Young Turks video and hearing the Republicans act on foolishness. And you're like, I need some
you see the,
gratuitous violence.
Just like, yeah.
And Common.
Just unwind.
Right.
Just,
and Common.
Yeah.
Cashes.
Yeah,
so John,
which is kind of messed up what he did to him too. I'm like, come on, man.
It was cool. Actually, I liked it because he didn't kill him.
No, but what do you mean kill him?
He just stabbed him.
He told him, "You take the knife out, you're gonna die."
Right.
So he's now stuck on the subway.
No, you
riding around.
You better wait for medics to come check you. Yeah, wait for medics to come check you.
Did anybody think about the fact that he just liked Common's music?
There are times when you need someone.
It was a nice moment.
I still say if they want to do a tangent movie from John Wick, please make a series of just about the hotel. I would love to see a series.
Like a montage.
Yeah. It's starring the dude who's the bellhop, who I only know
Lance.
Him from, yes, Lance.
Lance
who I know him from,
Lance Reddick.
Yes, thank you.
And Oz.
I know him from Lost.
And
but
Fringe.
Yeah, starring that dude.
Yeah, he's
and
been
just
getting some work.
A story about that hotel and the different things that happened
love
in the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
That would be amazing.
And Shane McKellen.
Like
that
a little string of short stories.
Yes!
That would
yes.
be dope. You're absolutely
and
just
right.
an anthology of what happens in that hotel. Great movie idea. That would be amazing. Go
it's
for
Ian
it.
Ian McShane again.
Just letting me know. Swingin'.
Now.
Cocksucker!
Wow.
I would love to see that.
Oh my goodness.
I love the new Beautiful Beast.
He's good in, well, he's also American Gods.
Ian McShane?
Yeah, Ian McShane.
American Gods. He's an anchor. You hire him, he's the anchor of your shit.
Do we talk about the final episode of American Gods?
I think we did.
I feel like
did
we did, but we can bring it back.
But fuck it. Well,
you know what?
What about it?
Only thing to watch, you know, if you don't like it, you
he kinda,
just watch that one scene where he names himself. When he calls out his name. They call me, they call me Grimnir. Far Walker. Oh, man. Oh, it was just awesome.
Yeah.
And the thunder.
And the fact that they
without
slowly led into it.
Yeah.
Like, they give you little hints here and there, you know, lightning here and there. You see the two ravens once in a while. Hear a little crack of thunder a few episodes. You know, it led up to it. It was
looking,
nice.
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the year, or what, beginning of the year, 2018, looking forward to American Gods.
Yes, Carnival.
Black Panther.
I need the Carnival scene to happen.
Oh,
yeah.
That's not what I thought you
were looking for. What else were you looking
forward
to? Infinity War.
Yes.
2018, right?
Yes, both parts.
And what else? Is any DC shit coming out?
Probably.
I don't know it.
They need to. They need to.
They need to keep it going.
If they're not, I mean, I don't know, but they need to, in order to stay kind of
relevant
within what they're trying to do.
Yeah.
Because again, you know, it's like they're on catch up mode.
Yeah.
They got caught flat footed.
Yeah.
They're not handling shit the way you're supposed to handle it. It is what it is. All right. They've got to pump out something they got to pump out good shit. Now, the Aquaman movie.
Yeah.
They've already got the casting. Now,
which studio are they affiliated with? Is it Warner Brothers or who?
No, no, no. It is Warner Brothers. You're right. It's so Warner Brothers.
DCEU affiliated with Warner Brothers.
Yes.
Yes.
Is Warner Brothers also doing that Dark Universe shit?
Yes, but they gave up on that. That is officially dead.
They should and just concentrate on DCEU.
It's gone. Right. Dark Universe is gone.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, Aquaman is next year.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the first one of next year, right?
No. Let's see when they have...
Compete with Black Panther?
That would be funny now, wouldn't it? Jesus.
Aquaman or Black History Month?
Guys, Aquaman if you compete with Black Panther, that's just a losing battle. Black Panther's got it locked. Locked. Come out in March.
And how
leave
funny
February
is that,
alone.
And how funny is that, that's a big movie release.
No, it's not released.
In February.
Yeah.
Yes,
it's December.
Everything
21st.
About that is
different. Exactly, they're playing it right.
Aquaman,
yeah,
Aquaman is December 21st.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Which,
but so then they're gonna
December 21st.
So they're gonna let Infinity War roll through them.
Yep. They're not
and
even
just
trying.
And till the end.
You know what?
Okay.
Good job, DC, because you have nothing against Infinity
that
War.
Might,
I'm
that
sorry.
Might
yeah,
be
but
so.
They
that
might be the one smart thing they've done.
Well.
No, what's Infinity War 2?
No, that depends on when the Han Solo movie comes out.
That's going to be in
Star
December.
It's
going to be December, probably like December 15th or so, because that's what they've been doing lately, like the second week of December.
How do we feel?
So if they come out in the first week of December, it's okay.
A Han Solo movie.
I don't know.
You know what?
I don't know.
You know what? And having been the dude that read Han Solo at Star's End, I'm digging in the crates here.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And all this other stuff. And you know, even the fan, not the fan fiction, but there's a bunch of stuff right there on the shelf where there's this one book where Princess Leia goes to Kashyyyk.
Okay.
And
that's after.
Yeah.
Okay. And she becomes ambassador in the Wookiees.
And she goes to this one planet. I mean, she goes to Kashyyyk. Kashyyyk, by the way, is not a band. It's the...
it's where Chewbacca's from.
It's the Wookiee homeworld.
The Wookiee homeworld.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
She goes there, and then she's learned how to talk Wookiee. She gets
seriously?
Off the... No, it's in the book. And she gets there, and the Wookiees are like, oh, hi, Princess Leia. How you doing?
Right.
And they're like... Huh? And she's like, huh? What? Oh, no. Chewbacca didn't tell you? He has a speech impediment.
Shut up!
I remember that.
Shut
yeah.
up!
Right.
Oh God!
Wait, that's after it's supposed to be after the
right.
of the Jedi.
Right.
And the Republic has now built itself up. So this is whole Princess
Ooh.
Leia. In
so this entire time that we've been thinking that Wookiees just sound like that, it's because he's been having a speech impediment. Oh,
yeah, it's fucked
bendito.
Up. Did they fuck that up then with the Clone Wars? Because
oh no, yeah, they totally did not include that in the
but
movie.
But that's some funny shit.
But the book when I was reading,
that's
like,
funny.
So this is
interesting.
Oh, Mark, that's
they're actually releasing the Han Solo movie on May 25th
for my birthday.
But isn't.
Infinity Wars.
May is
yes,
the,
it is.
May is the Star Wars month.
Oh shit!
Wow, they're trying to go head to head.
They're going head to head.
They're trying to go head to head.
May.
Oh,
May 4th. So they're going May 25th. Yeah, they're trying to.
But that's cool.
But let's again.
Oh, and Ant-Man and Wasp.
I need another job.
Again, let's keep it real. Certain most people are gonna go see. All of this shit. It's just like, it's really just a matter of, you know, when you are off from fucking work.
Mm-hmm.
It's not.
When, where, and who?
Yeah.
It's when, where, and who.
You know, I don't even know what else to say. It's like, especially the four of us.
Right.
You know, and there are a lot more people like us than I think we sometimes want to admit. But the truth is, it's like, you're going to go see a Star Wars franchise movie. You know, you're going to go see... Now, granted, given the blank stares that I got dressed as Doctor Strange...
Really?
Yeah.
A little.
Yeah.
Not
much.
Damn good. Wow.
Oh,
okay.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, know how to cosplay.
Yeah, seriously.
But, you know, it's like... But remember, we, you know... It's like, and I think you may have heard us talk about that during the last 3-hour marathon. It's like we go to a spot, he's dressed as Nick Fury, he's got a Tesseract, I'm dressed as Doctor Strange.
Right.
And my shit is pretty tight. I do say so myself.
Very much so.
And meanwhile, everybody else
got the mask.
Got a Black Panther mask on.
And sweatpants.
And sweatpants. and straight up like, and there were a couple of folks.
I remember them, yes.
That represented.
I do, yes.
A couple of folks that represented. There was one dude who was real tight.
Green Power Ranger.
Yes.
And then Moon Knight.
Nice.
And there was a Moon Knight
dude.
He came in the recent Moon Knight, too. With the white suit on and the...
Yeah.
And the mask around his face.
That's nice.
And they came in like that.
He was tight.
Right.
He was tight. So I had to give him credit.
You don't see many Moon Knights, actually. That's pretty cool.
You don't see... Never.
We were surprised as fuck.
Yeah.
And this is a majority Black function, too.
Right.
Mostly Black and Latino, actually, who are
at
this function.
So, we need... There was an Ivy.
Impressive.
There was
a Poison Ivy?
Yeah, somebody who she made her
effort. A few people came out.
Poison Ivy.
Came out and did that thing.
Yes.
A few people came out and did that.
But mostly, no one actually did
that. All of those people should be happy that Mark and I left before there was an actual costume judging thing.
Because they were, in terms of Marvel,
let's keep it real.
Yeah.
One of us was
walking away with one and two. We were going to walk away with one and two.
Yeah, because they're right.
It's become the new generic costume.
Right, and the thing is, and I remember reading about seeing that, and I wanted to jump in. It's like, that's the learning curve.
Yeah.
That's just learning. You start off, and you're not going to be tight like you was.
Right.
But I've seen, like, at the Schoenberg, they have the comic book festival.
Yes.
At the Schoenberg.
Yes.
And I remember last year I did see somebody who came out decked.
Yes.
On his on a Crystal Priest Black Panther.
Nice.
He had a shield and a spear and the whole shebang.
You know what? I think I know exactly what you're talking about.
Right. So, but these cats came out, and I ain't going to hate on them. They ain't do what they could have went.
But the funny part is just the complaining.
It's enthusiasm.
Right.
It's enthusiasm.
They're worked up. Yes. They're worked up over Black Panther.
Yes.
Because they know about Black Panther. Meanwhile, there are other... And that was kind of the more disappointing thing. Like, not one of these cats turned around and said, well, everybody's going to fucking show up as Black Panther. Let me throw on, like, a Static Shock outfit.
Luke Cage.
Let me throw on... Luke Cage!
It's just a gold
Nobody came in as Luke Cage.
Nobody came as Luke Cage. Nobody came as Static Shock.
Nope.
And, I mean, if you're going to push it, Storm?
Last year...
Did you see Black Leather White?
Last year, my lady
came out of Storm.
Oh, beautiful. There you go.
Like last year, I was at Comic-Con. I walked into a dude dressed as Bishop. You know how hard that shit is to do?
Yeah.
And the dude had like the forearm with the M on his arm.
Big up.
Damn, man.
Big it up.
You know what I want to see? I don't see any Forges either. That's another one. Person of color. Come on.
You should do a Forge.
True.
Well,
Should we take into consideration
that one is the Comic-Con, the other one is Game Night?
I mean,
it was Halloween.
I know, but most cats is bowling.
But still, bowling.
You see me bowling. They hate it. They're riding dirty. Nick Fury riding dirty.
Nick Fury riding dirty. Doc Strange riding dirty. Tesseract riding dirty.
Yeah, I mean, but that's the price you're gonna pay. Listen. I had a birthday a few years ago. I had a birthday party at the way station.
Mm-hmm.
Showed one of my favorite movies of all time. This is The Fifth Element.
Yeah.
Yep.
I told people, I said, costume dress optional. Taron shows up as Zork.
I was Zork.
Like the baddest Zork. I've never seen a Zork like she came in. As Emmanuel Baptiste, John Baptiste, Zork. She had the headpiece.
I just didn't have the gun. That was the only thing I was missing. But I had the full outfit. I looked good.
Her friend Kat showed up as a dude who's like, give me the cash.
Give me the cash, man.
She had the headpiece that looked like the hallway.
Yep.
I'm like, and then Tony finally showed up as Ruby Rod.
Yes.
Ruby Rod. And I was
Corbin Dallas.
I had my multi pass. I was in a tuxedo.
But see, it's all about the intention. Like you can pull out that costume. I made that costume of Zorg in like a weekend. That was nothing.
And we had This is why you have to love the community that you're in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I put this up on Facebook, and this girl writes me. She goes, listen, I saw your public post.
Mm-hmm.
I know how to sing the opera. From the Fifth Element.
Yep.
I'd love to come sing, but I don't know if the rest of the crowd would approve. I'm like, you don't know this place.
You need to
come down here. She showed up like 5 minutes right before the girl took the stage.
Thank God.
And literally, we had to pause the movie because like the whole place lost their mind. Like she was out of control. Like.
Amazing.
People do that. Yeah, I mean, like it's totally about the commitment.
Yeah,
the commitment level that you're willing to do to these things.
True.
And I'm gonna tell you, you know what? You know when you're gonna see a whole lot of Black Panthers when the movie come out.
Yeah.
There'll be a whole lot of uncomfortable brothers in them hot ass costumes.
Oh no, definitely.
Yep.
Sitting up in the movie theater,
yep.
Slurker.
Like
some cats will drop off, other cats will pick up their game.
Yep.
Yeah.
I want to see some sisters come in as the Dora Milaje.
I am so looking forward to the cosplay that's going to happen after this movie.
Yes.
So, Comic-Con next year
is going
to be amazing.
Because
you're going to see so many warriors, so many...
And claws.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Claws up in there.
Hashtag,
I can't wait.
Hashtag Black Girl Magic.
Yep. Black Girl Magic.
A lot of that.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
I see a lot of them. I see a lot of the... Of his mother,
yes,
the queen,
yeah,
yes.
Actual
see, yes,
yes.
I see.
What's his face? Who's the villain?
No, yeah,
I can't remember his
name.
Claw
in there.
Claw,
yes.
and the Gold Jaguar.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
Killmonger.
Thank you,
Eric Killmonger.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Which mm-hmm. is not too hard to do either. How many? How long we have? Do we have? What's going on?
Time-wise, we are 4 to 6.
Oh, okay, we're good. 15 got another 14 minutes.
Yeah, you got 14 minutes.
So, wait, just to end it real quick.
Yeah.
Frank Castle and John Wick.
John Wick.
Castle, possibly. Possibly because of the infrastructure thing, but he got micro.
Just saying.
He got micro.
Got micro, but that's like one dude that, like, he hacks stuff. There's no steak. There's no Prosecco. There's no like come
he
on.
Know, he, right. He
there's
can
no
get
luxury
in.
Hotel. There's no tag.
It's down and dirty.
Which is what the fucking hotels are.
Right. It's down and dirty.
It's
dirty
blue collar.
It's the blue collar shit that can get shit done. He gets shit done.
No.
Okay.
I'm like,
unless the CIA
have to
catch
on the other side.
Catch on to him.
Catch on
then he ain't much. Then he ain't much of a hacker.
Always the hotel.
The hotel wins, exactly. Which is why we need the spin-off movie.
The hotel
wins. But yes, the hotel wins.
That is a good idea.
That is a great idea.
Like, that would even work as
that's
a series.
That's Hollywood fuck you pay me shit right
yeah.
there.
Right? That's Netflix money.
That could be some Netflix anthology money right there.
That, you know what I would love to see as a TV show? In my mind, I had this idea, the double O's.
Double O's.
Oh.
All the agents other than 007.
Everybody but 7.
Yes. And to see what kind of missions they send those cats.
I would
like
love that.
001. You know
and
you got this.
Be a thing through time. So like 001 is happening in like 1950s.
I know what happened
to
001, 2, and 3.
That'd be cool.
They drowned in, the James Bond, Sean Connery, where they're on the speedboat.
Oh.
It's before Rush with Love.
Thunderball.
Oh, yeah.
They were the first ones that got shot with the, like.
Damn.
Exactly.
I want to make them the red shirts.
That's the sequence I
had. 1, 2, and 3, that does kind of make sense.
It does make sense.
All they did was jump in the water. They knew what was coming.
I don't think they sent all the 00s on the same mission.
They probably did.
I think they.
One's dead, two's dead.
I think there was only one time. They all came together, and then they had to decide who was going to take the mission, and James took it. I think it was one. It was I want to say it was Thunderball. It was one of those where he walked in, he was late.
Yeah.
And M was like, "Now that we're all here," and he was like, and he sat down. I think that's when all the 00s were there. But I guess they, you know.
So you think 007 might have died on Moonraker?
No, I
floating.
I mean, 009 betrayed him in GoldenEye.
That's, who played 009?
Hey, Sean Bean!
Oh,
right. Oh, Oh shit, that's right.
Right.
Sean Bean, the man that never survived.
How did I forget that?
Always.
He's like, listen, we got two choices. We can either get Sean Bean or Cyclops from Zen.
That being said, though, it is a spoiler that he's going to die, though. They should just stop casting him in places that
he's going to die. Did he die in Sharp's Rifles? He used to be in Sharp's Rifles back in the day.
I don't think he died there.
Back in PBS.
It was that, like, was before his dying thing started.
Okay.
He was, like, I think the only movie, yeah, the Rifles. Only movie I know that Sean Bean was in that he did not die.
Silent Hill?
No. Oh. Oh shit, that's right. Yep. He didn't die in Silent Hill.
But also, yeah, he's not with nothing. So I mean,
he's no, alive.
He's a shell of a man.
Oh wait, and Ronan.
Ronan, he didn't die.
He was in Ronan? Oh,
yes, he was.
Yeah.
Oh!
He didn't. You sure he didn't die in Ronan?
No, they said, you gotta go.
No, you're
not
right.
You're not he real. Not. SSA.
Oh, that's right. Like, they fought. Yeah, yeah.
He didn't die in Ronan.
Right.
They
kicked him out. Oh,
that is
And then the one with where
he was in that entirely, to be honest.
The one with Jodie Foster, where she lost her daughter on the plane.
Oh, I didn't see that.
How you lose your daughter on a plane?
No, that actually, that actually, you know what? You know what? Hey, there are movies where you go and you're like, I gotta find out how the hell this happened. And it was kind of messed up. No, because the people.
How big is this plane, son?
The people who kidnapped her daughter.
Okay.
Like, they had people.
The most fucked up game of hide and seek ever.
Were in on the whole thing. So they snatched the child while she was asleep. Okay. And then they all played like she never got on the plane with a kid.
Oh, okay.
So they think, you know. But that's, you know what?
Just ruin with all the dispensing of reality. Just ruin it.
You know what you sound? You sound like me. What was the movie? The Taking of Beverly Hills. Brian Boswick.
The Taking.
I was like, I gotta see this movie only to figure out.
First of all, that's your mistake.
Wait, you
fucked up right there.
Here we go. So a bunch of corrupt police roll into Beverly Hills and take out Beverly, like they rob everybody,
right.
But they forgot this dude because he was in the shower when it happened.
God.
So it's like, of course, it's the one, it's the 80s. It's that one guy that was hiding somewhere. And I'm like, I want to see how the hell you take an entire county.
Yeah.
Like, how the hell is that? And then when you see it, you're like, oh.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Just not impressed.
The taking of 3. You know you went to see that because you wanted to see how you could steal a subway.
I did see that. And that was awesome.
But wait, which one did you see?
Wait, which one are we talking about? Are we talking about Walter Matthau?
Yes, the Matthau one.
The Matthau one is amazing.
And they're both good. The first one, the original, is amazing.
Yes.
And what's funny is that they said when they did the original one, the city of New York didn't want to grant them the permit because they were afraid they'd have copycats.
Really?
After seeing the movie, people would get an idea in their head. Oh, I'm gonna steal a subway train.
Legit.
Meanwhile, people are actually walking into the conductor's car and stealing subways. We live in New York.
We live in New York.
And make the stops.
Right. Actually do the job.
Do the job that
without getting paid, but they're doing their job better than the dudes who get paid doing it. That's
like,
bullshit.
I got a 9-year-old.
That's literally only New York.
They were like, we had a 9-year-old who stole it. We had a 9-year-old who stole an A-train.
I remember that, yes.
They were like, that's how he got caught. Because he was making the stops.
Right.
They were like, this motherfucker on time. Like,
somebody's doing their job.
This ain't right. Something wrong about
this. Who's supposed to be on the duty? We need to do their job there.
If I remember that correctly, they were stuck on stupid in terms of how to punish him.
Yes.
So they were like,
oh my God.
That was some bullshit.
What are you doing?
You little mother. Oh, shit.
I think they gave him probation or something. But the comedy was when they talked to the people who got on the train. It was like, I was 5 minutes early for work this week. That's the damnest thing.
Give him a job.
You know? People were like, maybe they should give him a job. You know?
Give him a place to do it.
That's how you get caught in New York. They're like, wait a minute.
Wow.
The 856 is actually here at 856.
That is actually
who's in the
all fucked up. What's happening here?
Something wrong. Yeah.
I need at least a 5-minute window.
I would love to be in that conversation.
Oh my god.
Like, Melly, I need you to talk to somebody. Oh, sure, boss, who is it?
It's 9-year-old.
What do you do? I'll get him. What do you do?
He took the A train and everybody gets
started making the stops.
Are you fucking kidding me?
He's making us look bad.
Right.
He's making us the rest of us bad.
I'll take care of this 9-year-old.
you know the guy, the conductor opening the doors.
Yeah.
He pulled his paper out. I was like, damn, we're in the spot. We in the station already. 125th Street.
Oh, man.
Stank.
Like, kid, you know you got this. I'm going to sit down over here. I'm good.
Like, when he pulled into the station, no one looked in the front and was like, there's a 9-year-old in there.
And that explains, somebody had to have gone to the window and said,
excuse me, does this stop at 126?
They thought it was a midget.
And that explains why a giant worm can roll through the IRT.
That's a little
in Men in Black,
right.
too.
Oh, that, yeah, that's true.
Why a giant worm could run through the IRT and express line and nobody says shit.
Oh my god.
Or Godzilla turned the garden into its own personal
nesting ground.
It really makes you wonder if some weird shit happened in New York City, how many people would actually really realize it? Like, if zombies ever happened, like, who the fuck would even notice?
You know.
You know what?
Mm.
New York would be the opening scene to Shaun of the Dead.
To everything. Like, to every horror movie possible. Because we wouldn't know what was happening. We would think it was something
and that brings up a question, as we only have like 4 minutes left. But real quick, does everybody have a zombie apocalypse plan?
Yup.
Yeah.
I even got a code word.
Mm-hmm.
Just kill motherfuckers.
Okay, all right.
You ain't got a plan?
I got mad swords at home. I just kill them.
Yeah, we got Winchester,
but
we got a place to go.
What if we're in a CBS building when shit breaks out? Or wherever.
If we're wherever.
You find a good place to hide.
Or we're at work. That's awesome, because I actually have some stuff at NEP.
I mean, yeah, but then you stuff up there. That's what you found. You put the high.
Because I have some stuff I can use at NEP Studio.
Like where we are?
And then make your way back to Brooklyn? Or are you just going to stay there?
But if
you
need me, I'll hold it down. We get up on that roof, because we got a door
eventually.
That
you know, so I don't have a plan, but... All right,
I have an idea.
Two things. These are two things that are on my mind. Zombie apocalypse breaks out. Actually, it's three things on my mind. If it's magic based, then I don't have to worry about it, because if it's magic based, then somebody's actually controlling them to get somebody or something. If it's bio based, a biochemical thing. If they're Walking Dead zombies, I have a plan to get back home.
Okay,
because I can run faster than a motherfucker. If they are the Day of the Dead
revamp, I'm gonna say 28 days
running,
later,
and they run
running zombies. Yeah,
I'm too fat to run that fast. I'm fucked.
I'm just staying at NEP.
I'm literally staying at work and just like trying to just drink mad sodas out of the soda machine.
Fair enough.
Just to live.
Just sugar highing it up.
I can't do it, dude. They're running. I'm like, I don't even run for the bus.
No, you know what you need to do? All you gotta do is find a good place in New York City and just hold up there that has snacks and whatnot that you can just eat. And let the rest of the city just die. That's all you gotta do.
But that's 28 days later.
It is 28 days later.
But the zombie.
But shit is eventually gonna die. Like they're gonna they have to eat something. Eventually they're gonna die off.
Well, 28 days later ain't zombies.
True, they're infected.
They're infected.
Sure.
But actual zombies they ain't gonna die. I just gotta wait for the herd to move.
Exactly. So you just wait it out. Just find a good place.
I'm sorry.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I know we went there, I'm sorry.
Much to my surprise, we've actually managed to do it again. We have yet again pulled off another 3-episode night. I don't know how this happened either. I'm just hoping everybody, because I'm home, so everybody else might be locked out of their place. I don't know.
I'm locked out. We know that.
We know that.
I'm drinking vodka syrup.
We're gonna try to talk Robin down. He's drinking vodka syrup.
He's not even kidding, people.
Hey, thank you so much for hanging out with us.
I already figured that shit out.
And Mark, anything on your mind, real quick? You wanna throw out the folks?
Yeah, a minute.
Not a damn thing.
Damn. We have officially broken Mark.
Oh, out.
You know what? Just go to my website, www.whoismarkLabbott.com.
In order to find out.
You'll find out what the hell is going on in my life. And that one last book, The Hookie Party, is still hanging out there for those of you who are looking for a great gift. For a middle schooler or a high schooler, it's a great story.
It's a fun read, It's a fun read.
Thank you very much. Yeah, it's a fun read. And not a horror, nothing intense for him, so that makes a perfect gift. So check it out. It's on my webpage. You can purchase a copy through there.
And I'd love for everybody else to be able to promote shit, but we only got 10 seconds left. So you know what? We're going to say goodnight.
Night.
Thank you for hanging out with Beef, Wine, and Shenanigans.
Leave comments.
We out.
You.
Later.